is so gorgeous outside. Ridiculous.
I can't wait to get out there.
I love it, but when it's sunny like it is right now, I can't see anything in this room.
Oh, because of the glare.
We have no shades. We have no blinds in this room. Poor Dean has no shades or blinds. I've only been asking for like 4 years, so I'm sure it's on their to-do list to put some shades in this room.
Somewhere on the list.
Why would we need to see our computer screens or control panels?
Somewhere on the list.
Ah, silly me. I wanted to talk about the heavy issues facing America in this next segment.
Which we always do every Sunday morning.
Yeah, usually in the 11 o'clock hour we have an open line segment. And sometimes we talk about super serious things. I guess we could talk about the president's campaign stop yesterday, which I still find amusing that he basically did a campaign stop yesterday, even though the election's been over for quite some time. Hey, if he wants to hold campaign stops, that's entirely up to him. Here's what I found interesting out of this whole thing. Because in that campaign speech, campaign stop, he called the press the enemy of the American people. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah.
And you reported earlier what John McCain, fellow Republican, and several Republicans, interestingly, are the ones stepping up and saying, wait a minute, the media is not the enemy of the people. But can you paraphrase? I know I'm putting you on the spot a little bit now.
Senator John McCain saying a free press vital to preserve democracy as we know it. Cautions about efforts to muzzle the free press, saying that's how dictators get started.
Yeah,
he's been
heavy.
All over the news this morning with this.
That's heavy-duty stuff. That's how dictators get started. That's heavy-duty.
McCain also said he isn't saying Trump is trying to be a dictator, but he, quoting McCain once again here, we need to learn the lessons of history.
Carl Bernstein, Pulitzer Prize winner for the Watergate scandal, tweeted, the most dangerous enemy of the people is presidential lying. Attacks on press by Donald Trump more treacherous than Nixon's. So that one phrase, seems to be what everybody's talking about this morning. Interestingly, I don't want to get into it. I mean, everyone's got their side. If anything that I've learned over the past couple of months, if you say the sky is blue,
they will disagree with you.
Somebody's going to say the sky's red. It doesn't matter. Everybody have your own opinion, and it doesn't make any sense. What I have noticed, though, I have found interesting, that President Trump needs somebody to pound on, and with these little names like enemy of the people, or was it, what did he call Ted Cruz? Lion Ted?
Lion Ted.
Lion Ted.
And Crooked Hillary.
Why can't I think of the Florida senator who ran it?
Marco Rubio. Little Marco. Yeah.
Always has to have a name. Also, always has to have a target. Interesting that seems to be the deal. So. No, that's not the issue that's most facing America right now, Swanee. It's the blatant discrimination.
Of people who are bald?
Yes.
You kind of hinted at that before we began the newscast.
Well, I was pretty clear about it. A little more than a hint. it was pretty... Because here's what tipped it off. The website called BuzzFeed. Have you ever heard of that?
Sure. Oh, sure.
Maybe America's most credible website. Real
yes.
news. Maybe America's most real news website that there is, BuzzFeed, where I get a lot
it's
of my
your friendly BuzzFeed.
It's where I get a lot of my celebrity news.
It's your friendly BuzzFeed.
So you know it's super super important. They recently did a survey asking for the 50 hottest local TV anchors in America. Two of those anchors in the 50 are from WGN TV.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. Larry Potash, both from the WGN TV Morning News. Larry Potash makes the top 50 at number 45. Congratulations to Larry, very handsome man. And Pat Tomasulo, also making the list at number 39. Two strapping, handsome men.
But where was Dean?
Okay, that's not the question. Here's where this becomes an issue greater than any facing America right now. In the 50 hottest local news anchors in America, not one of them is bald?
Not one.
Of the 50. Not one. Not Nick Flipowski from, do they say what station? He's from Buffalo, New York. Not Jordan Steele. Hi, I'm Jordan Steele. I'm hot. From Austin, Texas. There's one guy whose picture they put in here, shirtless. I don't know what station.
Taking after Vladimir Putin.
I don't know what station he works for, but heck, if I was shirtless, I still wouldn't be on the list, but every single one of them, you know, big toothy grins, broad chin, you know, strong chin, and a full head of hair. Every damn last one of them.
Clean shaven, too.
Not all of them. Some of them have the stylish stubble.
Uh-huh.
Stylish stubble that everybody likes.
They're TV news anchors and they have the stylish stubble?
Some of them have the stylish stubble. Yeah.
Huh.
Yep. Here's a handsome one. Number 23, Sven Sundgaard. From Minneapolis. He loves the legendary Britney Spears and his idol is Albert Einstein.
He had a full head of hair, too.
Full head of... I can't tell if it's blondish or red. He may be ginger. Can't tell. the shirtless guy, Alex Beersford from this must be from the around the world because this is ITV in the United Kingdom. Been a weatherman for 10 years.
Yeah.
Therefore, he's shirtless. Of course, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
But every single one of them, nice. Oh wait, here's another shirtless guy. I think I need to start taking my shirt off more on TV.
You've got a clue here, yeah.
Joe Morovsky, News 12, Connecticut. He once was on American Ninja Warrior.
And then he thought, gee, I'll get into TV news.
I'm going to take my shirt off and get into it. Here's a third one, shirtless. As I scroll down here, Morgan Chesky. From KOMO Seattle. He loves drinking Americanos.
While he's doing the news?
Apparently. Another shirtless guy, Gio Benitez, ABC News New York. He speaks fluent Spanish.
All right.
The shirtless thing aside, all full heads of hair on all of them. It's not right. That they're in 50 newscasters, apparently in the world, 50 hottest newscasters in the world, not one of them is without hair. Something's wrong there.
I'm looking at a picture of Gio Benitez, several pictures, actually.
Shirtless?
Yes, there is one here where he is shirtless.
Maybe that must be his trademark.
No. Could be.
Yeah.
TV shows, Good Morning America, World News Tonight, 2020, and Nightline.
Yeah. And the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue, apparently. So here's the question. Here is the question. Bald or no bald? What's the verdict? I'll open up the questions, the lines to everybody. Can a bald man be an attractive? Should a bald man be on this list? Do you find a bald man to be an attractive man? Am I begging for compliments? Of course I am. I'm not trying to pretend like this isn't about me. I don't care about objective survey taking here. No, I'm just curious. I'm just curious what, you know, people, be honest. Be totally honest. That's all I ask of you as we try to solve the biggest problem vexing America today.
Facing our nation.
That's right. To bald or no bald? That is the question. 312-981-7200. Oh, I'm trolling for compliments. You better believe it. Up, 1120, Dean Richards, Sunday morning on WGN. Yes, bringing up this subject, and during the break, I'm looking out the Allstate Showcase studio window. Like half the guys walking by the window here are bald guys. Very nice-looking men. You know, it's not. It used to be back in the day, and I blame Buddy Sorrell from the Dick Van Dyke Show for this, for all of his bald jokes, for poor Mel Cooley on that show, and making bald people feel inferior. And I'll even throw a little of that on Alan Brady, as long as we're blaming the Dick Van Dyke Show for this. You know, wearing the toupee, implying that something's wrong with being bald. You know, being bald. And I say no, and I'm just wondering how some of you honestly feel about this. 312-981-7200, and we'll start off with Henry. Hi, you're on WGN.
Hey, good morning, Dean. This is interesting. I've never actually made these calls before.
Well, you know, this is an important issue facing America, so I can see why you'd want your voice heard.
I think I'm the first caller, too.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
Anyway, good morning. I started losing my hair a number of years ago. And, you know, the old saying is basically, you could say that part of the Bible, Samson's strength was derived through his hair.
Right. That's
and I true. Thought that was not good. Not good. Bald right. people have no strength.
That's right.
But I was further educated. And the fact is the story is backwards. Somebody told me, and I have great faith in their knowledge, that men gain their strength through a solar power. And so, therefore, bald men are solar-powered sex machines.
We are solar-powered sex machines. Exactly right. I had never thought of that. We just did a segment about solar energy a few minutes ago. I never even thought of that while we were doing that segment, that we, the bald men of America, are the, what do you call this, bald
Solar-powered sex machines.
Sex machines.
We are an elite group. An elite group.
Okay. I'd like that. All right. And so on a day like this.
And I would say women should start to recognize our desirability.
On a sunny day like this. Are you kidding me? We're like Marvel superheroes today. You kidding me with all the sun out there today?
Absolutely.
Thanks for the call, Henry. I appreciate
that. The only thing you have to
yes.
say. You're welcome. Have a great day.
No. Go ahead. The only thing is what?
Oh, the only thing I was going to say is that it's always good to have one of those. You know, I forget what they call it when in the wintertime Chicagoans, you don't have enough sunlight. So they give you light treatments.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, you go into a place and they have I don't know what they call it.
Yeah, like exactly. The artificial light. Right.
An artificial lightness. It's good to install one of those bulbs in the ceiling fixture in the bedroom.
To keep our solar-powered sexiness at maximum
exactly.
capacity.
At its peak. Yes. Absolutely.
Okay. All right. I'm turning the lights up as we speak then. Thank you very much. I appreciate the call, Henry. Thanks. Here is the 309 area code. Nothing more sexy than a bald man with a hairy chest and arms. Okay. All right. Here's 847. Dean, bald or no bald, it does not matter. Personality and kindness are more important. Hey, well, that's very, very true. Look at you for being sensible and rational about the whole thing. Hi, Jennifer. You're on WGN.
Yes. Hi. I'm Jennifer from Rockford. I usually call Nick DiGiulio at night.
Okay.
You know, I'm known as Jennifer from Rockford.
Okay.
Yeah, like I was telling you, whatever. My late dad
I believe producer is the word you're looking for.
Yeah. And he could wait to get bald because his he loved Kojak and anybody who was bald.
That's
he was
right.
And I love talking calling in to your my number one program is WGN, and I think my mother listening to you at times.
All right. Well, listen, we appreciate that, Jennifer.
Well, is it possible to get an autograph, a photo of yourself?
I think we can.
Anybody?
I want to warn you, I'm bald.
Like I said, my late dad was bald. I mean, he loved being bald.
Okay. No,
he was known as Steve from the airport guy. That's how I got interested in calling the radio stations off of him.
All right. Well, so we'll send that out to you, Jennifer. Hang on for a second, and that whatever will take your information. Joey, we're going to change that on your job description from show producer to whatever.
I love it. It looks great on a resume.
That looks good on a resume.
Whatever, for the Dean Richards show.
I was whatever on Dean's show. Here's Dave on WGN. Hello.
Hello. Yeah, I'm bald, and the thing of it is I have so much confidence, it could, like, fill Illinois.
Okay.
And people find that so very attractive.
The super confidence like that?
Oh, God, yes.
Yeah. Yes. Well, yeah, people like a confident, but not to the point of arrogance, though, right? I mean, you know where to cut it off, right?
I ride that fine line sometimes.
You ride the line sometimes, okay. Yeah, because like a confident man. People like somebody who knows what they want and, you know, can articulate it properly with, you know, I think without being arrogant. But, you know, if you walk the line once in a while, that's your business. Well, who am I to say?
But it doesn't help that I was saying that I'm a master goldsmith, a diamond setter, and hand engraver.
Oh, well, see, that's very sexy, too.
I've had women, I've literally asked them, you know, we're talking with them and stuff, and I tell them that, and they go, and they kind of pause, and I say, I just got really attractive now, didn't I? And they just kind of go, yeah, he really just got more attractive.
It's funny how that works out sometimes.
Funny, I know, and I do many surveys, and it works out quite well in my favor.
Oh, I'm glad it's working out for you. I appreciate your call. Thanks, Dave.
And I'm very happily married.
Very good, very good. I'm glad it's working out for you. This is making me feel better about being in the bald club for men. This is DJ, is that right?
It's PJ, but that's okay.
PJ, sorry about that, PJ. My whatever put it on the screen wrong.
I was bald, starting to get bald around 18, 19 years old, and I was to the point where I either wish it would grow or fall out. It finally all fell out, and I had a father that had a head of hair that it was a Greek god type of thing. Anyways, he had a statement that he used to make me feel good with. He said, God only made a few perfect heads. The rest he put hair on.
I never heard that. That's pretty funny.
Well, Dean, you're in the perfect group.
That's pretty funny. I don't know about the perfect group, but that sure is funny. I will say that. I appreciate the call, PJ. Thank you. Have a great day today.
Enjoy the weather.
Thanks a lot. You too.
Give me a head with hair. Long, beautiful hair. Shine.
And if Nick DiGilio's producer Dan Chagrou is listening, the out-of-context phrase that pays is his cherry tree blossoming again.
It's true.
Veronica Carter, 11:35-ish. We're talking about this the whole, you know, is bald sexy or not? I noticed after we did the segment here, it was mostly bald guys calling and saying how sexy they are.
I like that one caller who was uber confident.
Yeah, he was super confident. We really didn't hear. I don't really want to open up another segment on it, even though it is America's most pressing issue right now. But I did find it was kind of interesting that everybody who commented on it was a bald guy, not somebody, you know, like attached to a bald guy or saying I think bald guys are attractive. It's a bald guy saying, I think I'm attractive.
You know, one guy without hair that I thought was attractive on TV was on House of Cards, Corey Stoll. He played Congressman Russo in the first season.
Yeah, I didn't watch House of Cards.
I'm just now getting into it. I'm still only finishing up season one.
Yeah, I didn't. I never got into it. Everybody tells me how great it is. I just have never had time to get into that.
Kevin Spacey's so evil in it, in a underhand way that you don't. You know, it's not obvious that it's good.
A lot of people texted in, saying, "Is bald sexy?" Question mark. Answer: Patrick Stewart.
Okay. Yeah, I can see that.
Attractive. Bald man, I guess. I mean, I like it. So many people. It's stylish now. I mean, people shave their heads even if they have a head of hair. It's popular. You know, it's popular. It's a good time to be bald. And you said that Dave Schwann asked Alexa,
yes,
the artificial. How do we describe what that is? It's one of those computer devices, way oversimplification. But it's one of these things that you can ask. It's like Siri. You can ask it any question. And it answers it. And I guess we have one in the newsroom.
You can make it now. Do things. You can make it play WGN radio. Matter of fact, if you say that at all, when it's even in earshot, it will start playing
WGN?
It. You can tell it just to play the news and it will do it.
Okay.
But you have to say its name first. It's kind of sensitive.
Hello,
way.
Alexa.
Yeah. So Dave Schwann said,
"Hello, Alexa. I love to hear the news right now."
Dave Schwann said, "Alexa, do you think bald men are sexy?" And there was a pause. And you were waiting for some stinger or something. She's not quite as rude as a Siri or clever. She just said, "I don't understand your question."
Oh.
So Siri would have said something like, I don't know, sarcastic. Like,
well, yeah, let's see what Siri would say. Hang on a second.
Siri might say, I'm trying to guess, read Siri's mind.
"Siri, are bald guys sexy?" Sometimes I want to strangle Siri. "Siri, are bald guys sexy?" Oh, wait, you know what? I have it on silent, so it's not.
Let me think. Okay, I found this on the web for "Is Bob You Are Bald Guy Sexy?"
That's not even close to what I said. Siri thought I said, "Is Bob You Are Bald Guy Sexy?" This is why I want to kill Siri all the time. Mm-hmm. She never understands what I say.
Mm-hmm. It's like GPS with me. I have a special name for my GPS.
Right. Here, let me try it again. "Siri, are bald guys sexy?" Okay, here we go.
"I didn't find anything for 'are bald guys sexy.' Sorry about that."
Yeah.
See, that's just lame. Oh, she should have come up with something. He should have come back with something.
Cop out.
Clever.
Cop out. All right, I think we've milked this for all it's worth, pretty much.